when Brother Eddie went to be with the Lord. It was a Sunday. He had prepared himself for the morning service, but the Lord took him. It was a different service for him. But the Lord lays into my heart a verse, and I'm trying to think where it is. I think it's in the 70th chapter of Psalm, where it says, "Let God be magnified." Let us say continually, "Let God be magnified. Let God be magnified." We don't know how he's going to magnify himself through the homegoing of Brother Eddie, but I brought that word to them and to Susan. Let God be magnified. And she considered it, and she thought, well, I don't think that the Lord is going to bring him back. But the thing that he is wanting is that he be magnified in us as a family at this occasion, that we exalt him, lift him up, believe that he is magnified. And you wonder how that can be. But now others will have to step in. She visited me while I was here at camp, and she said, "I believe the Lord has his hand on my boys, and I believe he wants to use them." Well, God is going to have to work that out. We have to believe him. There are these openings now for service. Service. Let God be magnified. Oh God, you be magnified. Let your name be exalted. Let us see your hand active in behalf of this work, Ridgewood. You believe God wants to be magnified. There are others whom God would like to use. Some of this younger generation, God would like to use them. He wants to use them. He wants to use all of us to serve him. This afternoon, as we were here, Philip said something that we are, in essence, we are willing offering. I'm a willing offering. I willingly give myself to serve the Lord. A willing offering now. My all from day to day. Then I talk of Deborah and Barak. You know who they were? I don't know, but it may be that Deborah is the only woman judge. She was a judge in the time of the judges, when they were in servitude to a man by the name of Canaan. Ehud, the left-handed judge, had died. He had died. And as it was their habit, they returned to do evil. And the Lord gave them over into the hand of this man, Canaan. And he served them ruthlessly for 20 years. So the time came when God wanted to remove that yoke. And so he spoke to Deborah. She held forth between Ramah and Bethel in Ephraim, the mount there. People came to her to be judged. But the Lord spoke to her. She said, "It's time now that this yoke is broken."
Hallelujah.
I want you to speak to this Barak, the son of Abinoam, and tell him that he should take 10,000 men with him to Mount Tabor. And then I will call Sisera to the base of that mountain. There's a river that flows there. It play in history quite frequently. Kishon. You remember when Elijah slew all those prophets, he took them down to this river and slew them there. Kishon. Well, the opposing general was named Sisera, and he had 900 iron chariots. 900 iron chariots. You know, God has strategy too. What is Sisera going to do with 900 chariots of iron along the shore of this river? What would happen, as was anticipated? God told Barak that now he had drawn Sisera with his 900 chariots and his multitude to that base of that mountain Tabor. And so they all got pretty well weighed down in the mud. And they were of no use, actually. So those who were driving them fled. And Sisera also, he fled on foot. Now, earlier, Barak had asked Deborah if she would go with him. If you don't go with me, I won't go. That was not really the manly thing to say. But she said, I'll go. I'll go. So she did. And as I said, these 900 chariots became worthless in that mud, so on. And Sisera. And at that time, though, when he was saying to her that he would not go, well, he said, this journey is not going to be for your honor. God is going to honor a woman. And so it was. After Sisera had fled, he came to the tent of Jael. You have to commend her. She invited him into the tent. He wanted something to drink, so she gave him milk to drink and then put him to sleep, but really put him to sleep. She took one of the tent pins and put it through his temple and pinned him to the ground. And so she killed Sisera. What a victory that was. Praise the Lord. And then after the victory, Barak and Deborah, evidently they had good voices. It says they sang, praise the Lord, for he has avenged his people, Israel, of their enemy. And so God worked by them and delivered them. And you have to look into Judge the 5th chapter, the 6th, maybe it goes on, and Gideon becomes the judge at that time. But the thing is this, see, the Lord wants to use you, and he has used you, and you need to be commended. He needed me to come in. You endeavored by the grace of God to serve him in a manner that is acceptable. You've given yourself wholly to him, and he is wanting to use you further. You don't know what he might do yet, but you just give yourself to him. Lord, I want to please you. I want to serve you. Let God be magnified in my life. Let God be magnified in my life. That cry has to come within your soul and within my soul. Let God be magnified. What will God do in the various churches that we represent if we're true to him and ask him, Lord, Lord, be magnified. Lord, use me how you will and where you will. My daughter, Janet, while she was in college, she joined a group that had meetings on the ocean front, children's meeting. And so she served the Lord in that way. But the song that I connect often with her is, Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, don't refuse me, for surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. Though the cost is great, I'll work for you. I'm glad she started early, started in college to serve the Lord. One of those who took it upon their hearts to do that. And Susan said, I believe the Lord is wanting to use us as a family. You believe so? There's yet some service that God has for them, I'm sure. But in the interim, there are others who are stepping in, and they're doing a good work just to please the Lord. So may the Lord help us. Help me. I wonder why it is the Lord allowed me to live to the age of 94. I don't know, but I'm still singing the best I can. You can join with me too. Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, don't refuse me, for surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble.
Yielding all, nothing. saying, here am I at Jesus' call, giving body, soul, and spirit for the Master to possess, working out His will and purpose, offer Jesus nothing less.
I just want to make sure you got it. I'm sure you did, but the thought was to willingly offer yourself. Did you get that? That's why the victory came, because they willingly offered themselves. And as they did, God fought for them and won that great victory. And so, are we willing to offer ourselves to the Lord?
Yes, Lord.
Let's sing verse 2.
Let no things of earth allure you from the way the Lord would lead. Let your life in Him be hidden, Him exalted in word and deed. Nothing less than full surrender, nothing less than yielding all, nothing less than gladly say,
Lord, oh, we give ourselves, Lord, we give ourselves to You. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we offer ourselves. Oh, God, take us, Lord, make us what You want us to be. Oh, Jesus, find a place in Your service. Thank You, Lord, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. You must draw our hearts, Lord. You must call. We must answer, Lord Jesus. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I mentioned earlier on in this time together in our week together that one morning the Lord took me back some 40 years, and I shared a testimony about that. And now tonight again, I'm having one of those flashbacks, moments, and a little bit different this time. But I remember a group of young men. We were on staff, and we came up, and we sang a song. It wasn't this one. It wasn't Nothing Less Than Full Surrender. But it was a good song of, I believe, consecration, of giving ourselves, whatever it was. And after we sat down, Brother Mike Cargan got up, and he looked at us, or looked around the room, and said, "God doesn't want your song. He wants you." And now, why did I think of that now? Because he doesn't want us just to sing Nothing Less Than Full Surrender. He wants you. He wants every one of us. No matter where we are in our walk with God, no matter how young or old we are, God wants our hearts. He wants you. He wants you. Not my song. He wants my heart. And so we want to give ourselves to him. And I know that we have been doing that in these days. And God wants to give us that grace to continue in this way.